But right now, it is our Bad Radio movie review of the month, because last night, the gang saw Swingers from 1996. John Favreau, Vince Vaughn, Heather Graham, Ron Livingston, the great Ron Livingston. A movie that made almost nothing when it came out, and then grew a second life of its own. And I will confess, I never saw it until Dan handed me a DVD and said, watch this movie. So I never picked up, even in 1999, why he was saying baby so often, Jake. It now makes sense looking back. At the time, I had never heard of this movie. I watched it. I've enjoyed it. The fact it had NHL 94 in it, where you could make Gretzky's head bleed, definitely his resonated
little,
with
little
me.
Little legs are shaking.
His little legs are twitching. And now, to bring this thing full circle, we've asked Jake to watch something we like and then to destroy it.
Ladies Thanks to Alamo Drafthouse Cinema, by the way, too. They host this bit now, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
Love doing it at the theater. It's really fun.
So my first impression is that there's no like traditional sexual swinging in this movie. I assume there was some level of wife swapping or key partying or something.
Boring!
I mean,
well, in fact, this morning,
this is not
I
the
was
swingers
looking
for,
there's a Dirk NBA Finals parody, which was put out by the NBA, I think,
yes,
or maybe by TNT.
Or
but it
ESPN,
was a,
yeah.
It was a TV promo where Dirk was calling the NBA Finals trophy.
This is right.
But then he would hang up.
He was doing the Mikey phone call from Swingers.
Yeah, he was doing a parody of that. And so I searched this morning, Dirk Swingers parody. If you do that, you're going to get a lot of dirty websites. There's a ton of... that'll fit a lot of things, but I did not find the Dirk Nowitzki parody.
Okay, so just right out of the gate, it's not bad at all. I did enjoy it to a certain extent. It's better than Coming to America. I don't know that there were really many.
It's better than Coming to America is a weird tagline.
Will you take I did enjoy it to a certain extent as a victory?
I don't know. Like, for example, when I think of Dan saying this is my favorite movie from this time of his life, my favorite movies from this time of my life were Old School, Superbad, even some of like the Adam Sandler movies before that, where if you like them, then you're laugh out loud half the movie. I don't really know that there are any like knee slap, laugh out loud moments in Swingers. It's super well written, and I think it's kind of film school darling-ish. I told Dan after the movie, which meant nothing to him and I think will mean only negative things to Bob, it reminded me of Bottle Rocket a lot. Like, one, in the sense that you're seeing people way before they become stars, but two, you can tell that, you know, I don't know how much, one, that Favreau wrote it and is in it. You know, like, it definitely had that feel of an indie movie that was done on the cheap. They probably had thought about this for a long time. It probably in some way mirrored something that happened in their own personal life, just like with Bottle Rocket and those sorts of movies that you've been thinking about forever. So that'll be your debut.
Yeah.
But they're not like over the top funny. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't remember there being like laugh out loud moments. Now, definitely the Mikey making the phone call at 2:30 in the morning to Nikki and leaving 7 voicemails is among the most cringeworthy things I've ever seen in a movie in my life.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard you saying no.
Which it,
don't,
well, it
like
wasn't even just me. That's one of the cool things about watching it with P1s is you're okay having audible reaction. And so seriously, about the fourth time he calls, the whole theater is just, please, no. No, just audible groans, which is cool.
The first time I saw it in a theater, it was a packed theater.
Really?
This time it was about half full. But there was a audible applause when he hung up on the girlfriend and she said, I love you. And But he hung up on her and the place went nuts. And then last night we did have full applause when it ended because it's a fun ending. It's happy.
I'm a little bit, I guess, confused as to this being like, it's a romantic comedy to a certain extent. And this being Dan's favorite movie from that time makes me think I've miscast my friend Dan.
Hey, I also love, you know, goofing around and farts and...
I mean, but it is a movie about
hitting each other
your ex-girlfriend and how to get over it. And it's an age-old tale.
Yeah.
And we
but the movie comes out at a time where Dan
probably has girlfriends.
Very possibly is trying to get over girlfriends and stuff, right? 96?
Yeah, I'm sure it came out in the age.
This might be during the fiance age, period, if you wanted.
I might be the age of Mikey and Trent. And I'm playing NHL 94.
Sure.
All the time. Like, that's I can see that as your life, even though.
That's before Bettman screwed it up.
Even though it's not the exact same. I didn't go to the, you know, the Dresden and then a party and then this and that. But I did that in, you know, we did that too. If some guy had a party at 8, well, I'd meet you at 10 and we'd go get something to drink somewhere else first before we go to the party at 11.
Or kill a 12-pack playing Sega before you head out.
All the time. Or arguing about who's paying for it this time. Or
there were a couple.
And Trent is hilarious. Vince Vaughn makes the movie. There is no movie without Vince Vaughn. Would you agree?
I would 100% agree.
And it made him.
As an aside, never knew that Favreau was ripped.
Before he was fat. He was actually fat early.
Yeah.
If you look at
Rudy.
Like Rudy.
Rudy. He got ripped, and he was actually, was it Jennifer Aniston's boyfriend?
In Friends, yeah.
He was on Friends as, like, he was really into MMA.
Yeah.
And he was ripped then.
He was.
And I think he got ripped for this movie.
I forgot about that.
He was in very good shape, so it's probably around the same time. Perhaps this movie came out first, and then he got on Friends because of this movie.
That sounds right.
And, now he's fat again.
I appreciated the nod of self-awareness. Again, I think that movies like Bottle Rocket do this too. When they're having a conversation about the greatest movies and the greatest scenes, and they're trashing, is it Casino? For having the scenes in the casino, and they're like, you never film in a casino, and they've already done half the movie in the casino.
Yeah.
And then one of them loves the opening sequence of Reservoir Dogs, and someone replies, that sequence is trash, or something like that, and the next sequence is them recreating them walking through the Reservoir Dog scene. Just like little Easter eggs like that.
One more reference in that very conversation.
What did I miss?
But it didn't come up until later. They talked about the Goodfellas one camera scene where they go in the back door and through everything. And then later on in the movie, when they go to the Dresden, I think it was.
Yeah, and head into the table.
And he met Heather Graham. Yeah, they go in the back door and do the one camera shot thing. So if you're really into
film
and filmmaking and, lighting and
no, but it was,
what does Sean say?
Honestly, though,
lighting, editing,
but it's a totally different movie.
The movie does come out though at that Tarantino blow our mind Pulp Fiction time.
Yeah,
and
I'm sure his mind was blown by these things.
Absolutely, and this felt a little bit like their version. And I don't know how true this is. If you've watched the commentary and read about the making of this movie, you probably know more than I do. But I always kind of think of it as Favreau and/or Vince Vaughn's sort of Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, first big passion project that got them on their path, you know?
Put them on the map, Hollywood map.
Like they always say, your first album is kind of like from birth to the time you make it, and then all the other albums are, you have like 6 months to make your next piece of work, and it's never going to be as good. Like this is that movie that they thought about all the way through school and everything, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what it felt like, and that's what Bottle Rocket feels like too. So overall, I did enjoy it. I wouldn't say it's laugh out loud funny to me, but obviously that wasn't the entire point.
No.
The small small questions or critiques I suppose I have are, I've always been curious who was responsible for reviving big band in the 90s.
Right.
And I'm not saying this is patient zero, but it certainly seems to have had a part in the Squirrel Nut Zipper, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
Yeah, the bowling shirt.
I remember being 10, 11, 12 years old and thinking, what are we doing now?
Yeah, if this movie wasn't made, would 11-year-old Jake have felt that out there in the public? Because that clearly was an L.A. scene.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jon Favreau didn't invent, you know, ask Big Bad Voodoo Daddy to exist. And, you know, they were already out in clubs. They were already doing this. He was just kind of reporting on what their life was like.
But then if you live in Iowa and you see this movie and maybe it becomes a little more like, oh, you know, I'd love to have a big chain, and a baggy bowling shirt and go swing dancing.
What's the drink that goes with that? What do you have to order?
Any Glen will do.
Any scotch, I guess.
Okay.
Glenlivet.
Is that what he's is that what he's holding in the movie poster? What's he holding there?
That would be a martini.
Yeah, okay.
So a martini was kind of your Rat Packy type cocktail.
That's what it is, though.
It was a Rat Pack.
Dirty.
It was a
all the
Sinatra,
yeah. Right?
Cyclical, you know. Couple things I noticed that I kind of forgot that were part of the well writing of the movie. I think that were kind of genius little things that don't stand out, but
props on 96 minutes, by the way. I always want to congratulate movies that hit the right number.
Yeah.
96 minutes.
It was compact. It was very good.
Keep it under 100.
The the beginning where the answering machine is talking back to him, I thought was clever, but not laugh out loud. And later on, it was a callback, but when he's looking across the bar, and instead of Heather Graham, he sees a bunny.
Yeah.
Because they were telling him about the big bear. What? How about Trent when he's in the he's drunk in the... Certainly you've been drunk in a...
A Jake. Booth.
A all-night restaurant, ordering breakfast, and just being... He was out of control there, and that was laugh out loud, kind of.
That the goal there is to embarrass your friends.
Right.
Especially the one who might have not had as much as you, the other guys who might not has had as much. The other thing that's the best is having the two old guys in the Muppets theater view when you're wasted watching one of your buddies trying to sort through talking to a girl. That was probably my favorite scene of the movie when
they're kind of crying almost. Girl.
Yeah, like you start out with there's no way he's gonna pull this off, but by the end of it, you're like, you two kids, can't believe it, you found love.
It's a good movie, I like it. I'm happy you turned me on to it, Dan. Even though this isn't my review, I'm happy that it's in my life, and it's only in my life because of you. And I'm positive that's the only reason Jake watched it last night.
And half the people there raised their hand. They hadn't seen it before either. So hopefully they're all like Jake and saying...
They weren't booing you
I'm not
last
offended
night?
By the end of this movie.
No, and you know what? Someone even asked us about it afterward. Yes, as we go through this exercise, there are going to be some things that you could not put in a movie in 2019, okay? Let's just all understand that going in, that the British cigarette word is going to be in some of these movies. Harvey Weinstein might be... not treated as a rapist in the intro to some of these movies. It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
We're just going to have to deal with it. It was 1996.
We lost some words in the divorce, Jake.
Don't worry. We've acquired the Soroy Industries. They'll bring them back.
All right. Well, there is our review of Swingers. And I believe his quote was, it wasn't as bad as Coming to America or something like that. What was your exact quote?
It's funny to a certain extent and not as bad as Coming to America.